Hey everyone, Tommy here, and this is Fighting Words. My friends got tired of hearing me talk about fights, so I did what everyone does. I started a podcast. I'm not an analyst, I'm just a fan of the sport, so expect some different takes and breakdowns from a different perspective. But enough about that, let's talk about the fights. Over the weekend we had UFC Fight Night, Błachowicz versus Jacare. In the main event, Jan Błachowicz versus Jacare Souza. It wasn't really a great fight, in my opinion. The whole fight seemed like neither guy wanted to pull the trigger. Both guys landed jabs, leg kicks, straights, but neither really tried to finish. Maybe that was them fighting smart to keep themselves out of danger, or maybe this was just a bad matchup. I'm not too sure, but either way, Jan Błachowicz beat Jacare Souza by a split decision, and I don't know, like, I've got nothing for that. It could have gone either way just because the fight was, I don't want to say uneventful, but it was kind of close just because there weren't many big moments of the fight. Next up, we had the co-main event, Shogun Hua versus Paul Craig. Now, this fight was more entertaining. The first round was pretty much all Craig. He threw everything he had at Shogun to try to get him out of there. And while it looked like he might have been in danger and was kind of tired, Shogun hung in there. In the second round, they were both pretty busy, and then Shogun got the fight to the ground, landing some nasty hammer fists, but Craig survived those with some solid defense. And in the final round, at first it was all Shogun. He got the fight to the ground, got top control, and tried submission attempts. But then when the fight got back up, Craig landed some big shots and actually took Shogun down, ending the fight. The fight was declared a draw, and I'm not mad at that. I had the fight scored 10-8 the first round for Craig, and then the final two rounds for Shogun, which adds up to a draw, so that was the exact thing I thought should have happened. I know some people thought Shogun won, some thought Craig won, but I get it. In a close fight like that, it makes sense. And then they both have agreed to a rematch, which honestly I wouldn't be mad at. And I wouldn't hate seeing it as a 5-round fight. But I doubt we're going to get that as a 5-round fight if they do it. It would probably just be another 3, which is also fine. The other event we had this weekend was Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 9, which was headlined by Artem Lobov versus Jason Knight 2. Well, Jason Knight was a lot more patient than the first time around. He picked apart Artem every chance he could, busted Artem up to the point that he turned away, dropped to the ground in pain. After that, his corner waved off the fight. Good for Knight, I guess, but I have no clue what could be next for him. He's in a part of the sport where it's barely off the ground, it's incredibly dangerous, it's having trouble getting recognized by a lot of commissions, so they have to pick where their events are going to be very carefully. And on top of all of that, there's not a ton of people to fight. Sure, there's a bunch of people signed to Bare Knuckle, but there's multiple organizations, and there's people in a bunch of different weight classes, so he doesn't have a lot of options. So I'm not sure. Now what's next for Jan Błachowicz? It's kind of a hard one. I think maybe fight Volkan Özdemir? It's a fight where I think someone would definitely get knocked out and would be fun to watch, but it wouldn't do too much for the division. And I guess, if not that, do a rematch with Corey Anderson if he really won't fight Anthony Smith? I don't know. I don't want to say the light heavyweight division is tied up, because it's not, but it's in an interesting spot for the first time in a while where we have a clear-cut contender, and then we have a couple people who are easily in title contention between Thiago Santos, Jan Błachowicz, and Corey Anderson. And all three of those kind of need a fight. So, we'll see where that goes. Let's get to some news. First up, Ben Askren retired this week after his loss to Damian Maya a couple weeks back. Askren went on Ariel Helwani's show to announce his retirement and that he needs a hip replacement. Thank you for a great career, Ben, and good luck with your surgery. I know the UFC run didn't necessarily go the way he wanted to, but it's hard to say that it wasn't entertaining, at least. His fight against Robbie Lawler was a lot of fun to watch. His fight against Jorge Masvidal, while didn't go his way, was probably one of the most one of the biggest knockouts of the year and most shocking moments of the year. And then the fight against Maya, it was a fun fight to watch if you really like the technicality of the fight, but again, ultimately didn't go his way. He was a phenomenal fighter outside of the UFC, and a lot of people, including myself, thought that that would translate into him being really a champion in the UFC. Unfortunately, it didn't go his way. Next up, Conor McGregor donated $1 million of Proper 12 profit to first responders. I think this is awesome. First responders always need and deserve help. Plus, this time, Conor is in the headlines for something other than being in legal trouble. So, good for him. Our next story also have to do with McGregor. McGregor's manager said that negotiations for the Cowboy fight in January are going well. I'm super hopeful that this fight happens. It's a fight everyone wants to see, and I'm always down to watch Conor fight. This has kind of started up since Cowboy fought Dos Anjos, and at the press conference had the Conor McGregor red panty night mention when he kind of called him out saying everyone wants to fight Conor. He makes that money. And that's true, but this would be such a fun fight. You have McGregor, who could easily knock out Cowboy, and Cowboy, who could overwhelm McGregor, so who knows where it would go, but I'm down for it. Next up, we have Yoel Romero saying he wants a title shot to determine the real champion. Look, Yoel lost 3 of his last 4, although he's claiming he won all of them. You didn't, Yoel. You lost. I hope you don't get a title shot. He doesn't deserve one after losing 2 in a row and 3 of his last 4, especially the way he lost to Paulo Costa. Like, if you want a title shot, earn one. Don't get one by a loss. That's just how that's gonna, like, that's how that's gotta work. Sure, Israel Adesanya might want the fight just to prove that Yoel's not as scary as everyone thinks, but, like, we've been down this road before. It doesn't work well. It's not gonna sell. The last time this happened, Dan Henderson had a title shot against Michael Bisping, and no one said that he deserved a title shot. But next up, Dana White seemingly confirmed that Wale Zhang's first title defense will be against Joanna Ionjacek. After Joanna called out Zhang, Zhang responded, and then Dana posted a screenshot on Instagram saying this is going to be a very fun fight. If that's not a confirmation from Dana White, I don't know what is. Next up, looks like Ir Latifi is moving up to heavyweight, and the UFC might already have an opponent for him. Looks like they're targeting him to fight Derek Lewis on February 8th in Houston. At first, I was super against this fight, but then I thought, and then I was like, man, this could be a lot of fun to watch. Sure, odds are someone's going to sleep there, and if I had to guess, it would probably be Latifi, but he would certainly have a speed advantage against Derek Lewis, and is no slouch. He's got some power, too. I'm in. Is it a main event? I'm not sure. This is a fight night card, so it very well could be. And it's in Derek Lewis's hometown. I would bet more than likely it is. Next up, Choji Horiguchi was forced to withdraw from Ryzen 20, and he vacated his bantamweight title. He announced he has a damaged meniscus and torn ACL. Hopefully, he recovers from surgery fast and can get back in there sooner rather than later, because I know he's huge for Ryzen. He's big in Japan, and he's such a good fighter. But on the bright side, at least he's still the Bellator champ. And next up, it looks like Macy Barber got a fight, just not the one she wanted. Her and Roxanne Modafferi will fight at UFC 246 in January. I like the fight for Barber. It's a fun but winnable fight that could get her closer to a title shot. And while I know she wants Paige VanZant and is constantly going after her to the point where she says that VanZant's really not a good fighter, not great, like whatever the case is, she doesn't need to fight VanZant. It's just going to hurt both brands, and Barber can get to a title shot in many different ways. We'll see where this goes. And our last news story for this week. The UFC is aiming for John Jones versus Dominic Reyes for UFC 247 in February. I'm so happy they are going this route. And if you look on John Jones's Twitter, he is motivated to fight Reyes. I don't know what went down. I know Jones said that a lot of it was at first Reyes was talking a lot, and now he's at the title shot level, he's being super respectful to John. I don't know. John doesn't like it, says it's fake. To me, that's kind of the pot calling the kettle black there. Like, John is super fake. Spent most of his career being fake. But all that aside, these are two great fighters with phenomenal styles. I'm all in. Give me this fight. Let it be in February. Whoever wins, it's off to the races. If Jones wins, it sets up a perfect run at heavyweight. Even if he loses somehow, it still sets up a